In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ. Today, on this first Sunday of Great Lent, we remember and celebrate the restoration of the holy icons in the church, dating from the year 843, as declared by the Empress Theodora of Byzantium. The celebration of the holy icons is by extension a celebration of the Holy Orthodox faith, of the triumph of orthodoxy, of right belief over heresy and false teaching. The icons express and reveal the Orthodox faith. Our faith is expressed, as we sing in the hymn for today, in words and in images. The icons show the Holy Scripture. They show the Holy Scripture in lines and color. The icons show us the history of the church, and especially as expressed in the heavenly choir of the saints. The historic Christian faith is an image-centered faith, brothers and sisters, an image-centered faith. The author and perfecter of our faith, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is himself the image, the icon of the invisible God. He showed us the face of God on earth, and therefore we draw his face. And his face is beautiful. His face is beautiful. And the face of his Holy Mother is beautiful. And the faces of his saints are likewise beautiful, for they reveal the human being deified by grace, the beauty of holiness and union with God, the God who makes beautiful his whole creation, and especially his faithful followers, his saints. Someone said, beauty will save the world. But that's only if the world is willing to look at the beautiful and at the beauty of holiness. The icons challenge us. We are measured by their beauty, not by our outward appearance, but by our inward light, taking the measure of our own inward beauty, or lack thereof. We are both encouraged and judged by the images of the saints. In the life of a saint, the church declares that the highest promises of the gospel of Christ have been fulfilled. Each holy man and woman and child is a testimony from living experience to the truth of the entire gospel and to the resurrection of Christ and the transforming power of divine grace. The revelation of divine beauty. The saints, brothers and sisters, reveal to us the image of God fulfilled, completed. The image of God fulfilled into the likeness of God. So we are happy to show their faces. We're happy to show their faces, to hold up their images, and to say, here's the hope and the ultimate goal of human life in the face of the icon. Here's what it means to be fully human, to fully express the image of God, to reach one's full human potential. See the icon. See the icon. The iconoclasts, those who rejected the icons and attempted to destroy the icons and persecuted the faithful who defended the icons, the icon breakers, they were defeated in the year 843 in the heart of the church, which is to say their vision of life without icons, even in the midst of the church, was declared to be wrong, to be false, to be wrong-minded, to be a wrong-minded expression of God's revelation. The church said, because God became man, we can show his face. And that each human person bears God's image, however tarnished by sin it might be. The iconoclasts, the haters of the image, still persist today in both East and West. The liberal, secularist, increasingly anti-Christian and pornographic West seeks to deny and debase the image of God in human life, rejecting the high calling of human life made in God's image, reducing us, as Father Hopko has said, to calculators and copulators, to make us men without chests, as C.S. Lewis says, people with brains and brawn, but no heart, nothing in the middle, nothing at the center, no heart for God, and no heart for each other except to use each other, coldly calculating and coldly copulating. In the East, the Islamists seek to remove all beauty, to hide the face and remove the head, deface the image, to turn us into nameless, faceless brutes, grunts, worker bees, soldiers of a strange god, icon smashers. The Islamic East and the pornographic West. And Christianity continues to be the heartbeat of the human race, but a weakening heartbeat. Martyred in the East and mocked in the West, and orthodoxy is the heartbeat of Christianity, proclaiming the truth of God in the face of Jesus Christ, unchanged, unmoved over time, the traditional true image of Christ, the true icon, the living face of God. Christ, the prototype, and his Holy Mother, the image of human motherhood. And the holy men and women, apostles, prophets, martyrs, venerable monastics, the righteous of the true and living God. We hold up their icons. We hold up their images. And may we each strive to uphold the image of God given to each of us. Given to each of us. And may we adorn our image, may we adorn our images, our own images, with beauty and purity and holiness. And may we express the life of God in our lives. And may others see the light of God in our face and desire what we have been given and be drawn to the image. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Glory.